Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا
And when they see you, O Muhammad, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger?
إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا
He almost would have misled us from our gods had we not been steadfast in worship of them. But they are going to know, when they see the punishment, who is farthest astray in his way.
Brothers and sisters, we reached the 42nd verse of Surah Al-Furqan. إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا He would have led us astray from our gods if we had not been stanch to them. And soon they will know, when they see the chastisement, who it is that is most misled in path. This holy verse, dear listeners, is mentioning the rest of the pagans' words. You may remember, they used to ridicule the Holy Prophet, they used to ridicule the concept of messengership, but it was through the denial of the Holy Prophet himself. أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا The 41st verse said, Is this the one whom Allah has sent us a messenger? So they used to seek different pretexts. First, they called him insane or bewitched. And then they continued finding different pretexts, like why does he eat like us? Why does he walk like us? Why doesn't he have an angel accompanying him, etc.? And they did not want to accept the truth about hereafter. بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا They did not hope to be raised again. They hoped not to be raised again, to be put better. And this is what stopped them from seeing the truth. Anyway, this verse continues saying, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا The polytheist and the pagans, better say, will continue their argument, saying, He would have led us astray from our gods if we had not been patient to those idols, better say.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, the first point we understand from this beginning part of the verse is that patience and resistance is not always an essentially a value and merit. If you are patient, if you are resistant in the wrong path, this cannot be counted as a value. Sometimes it is stubbornness. Sometimes it is obstinacy, such as resistance and patience in being misled and deviation. So they say, it is really good that we stood with our idols. إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا. He would have led us astray if we had not been careful. But the Holy Quran answers them in some ways. In first answer to this group of people who were not logical, with this striking sentence, the Holy Quran says, وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ. Soon they will know, when they see the chastisement, مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They will see who is it that is most misled in the path. This chastisement that the Holy Quran discusses may refer to the punishment of hereafter. So when the verse says, وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, the word عَذَاب might be talking about the punishment of hereafter, as some commentators such as Tabarsi in Majma'u al-Bayan believe. It might also be the punishment of this world, such as defeat in the different battles of Badr and the like. And this is what other commentators like Qurtubi in his famous commentary says. And it may also refer to both of them. Mentioning one of them as meaning does not restrict and limit the generality of the verse. Yet, the interesting fact about this group of misled people is that they presented contradictory words. On one hand, they ridiculed the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they ridiculed his call, and they wanted to say that the claim of the Prophet ﷺ was so baseless that it did not deserve strict handling. They did not consider it as an important thing. And on the other hand, they believed that if they did not stick to the traditions and religions of their ancestors, if they did not stick to their idol worshipping, it would be possible that the words of the Holy Prophet ﷺ deviated them from them. And this shows that they counted the Prophet's words really effective and serious. Brothers and sisters, we will continue our discussion about this 42nd verse of the chapter, God willing, in the next episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.